Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ace Michaels Blog Talk Radio Show, available worldwide, 24 hours a day, on iTunes and Facebook. Be inspired, be informed, be on. Enjoy the show.
Radio. Ace Michaels is your host for the show with the most. And what we do here is we talk about things that are happening in our world, things that upset us, things that excite us, things that turn us on and stimulate us. And today, I have a story that I read that just really kind of blew my mind, actually. If my mind is capable of being blown, my mind got blown. Okay, so here's the story. So here's the deal. Nature conservationists went crazy, okay, when a specific lab decided that what they were going to do was they were going to put a camera, a film camera, over a bird's nest, okay? So they have some of the endangered species birds, some of the birds on the top, you know, list of endangered species, hard to duplicate life birds, you know. So they put this camera on top of the bird's nest and let the camera run 24 hours a day so that they could, you know, observe. Anybody could go on the website and they could observe these birds, you know, doing, you know, bird stuff, growing and hatching and eating and pooping and, you know, stuff birds do. Well, the problem was that sometimes in nature, birds don't do things that are very photographically elegant. So you had situations where the mama bird would sometimes eat the baby bird, or sometimes the mama bird would toss the baby bird out of the nest for a reason that we couldn't understand, which just would happen. Sometimes the big predator birds, we were talking about like huge birds, like condors, eagles, would go out, and the mom or the dad might go and get a regular household cat from somewhere in the neighborhood and then bring it back and then commence to eating it live on camera, which, you know, people don't tune in to see stuff like that. They thought they were going to tune in and see like some Disney-rific, you know what I'm saying? Like a documentary about the beauty of pets and animals and life and la, 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 the Jungle Kingdom. It's so wonderful. It's Disney. But instead, they got like the MMA version of Disney wherein the bird is like, I'm about to eat this child for real. So the question that comes to mind is, how real is too real? You know, we live in a world that's now permeated with reality TV. Everybody's trying to make a webisode about their life and, you know, bring the camera in the bedroom, bring the camera in the toilet, bring the camera everywhere, as if the camera is another part, extension of our life. But that's not true, right? The camera's not an extension of who we are. We got to stop taking the camera everywhere we go unless we're open to seeing some stuff that, hey, man, we don't necessarily want to see that there. So I'd love to know your thoughts on it. You're welcome to call the show. You can call us at 646-595-4802. You can also email us. You can always email us. It's beonthebuzz@yahoo.com. My guest today is a fabulous model, Kara Goldburn, who's out there doing her thing. She's making her name in the industry, as it were. And also I have, who's been on the show before, But back again as a co-host today. Some of you may remember Cindra St. James, who's AKA. You know what? That's another. We got to talk about these AKAs, man. There's too many AKAs in this mug. You know what I'm saying? How you gonna have a damn AKA? We got to talk about that. There should be like a certain thing you have to accomplish in life in order to earn an AKA. But anyway, we're gonna talk about that too. Erin Buchanan, AKA Cindra St. James, is going to be our co-host today. But let's get the show started. Once again, if you want to call in, you can. The number is 646-595-4802. Or you can email beyondthebuzz@yahoo.com. Ladies, are you on the buzz?
Yes. I am here, Ace. Can you hear me?
Oh, of course we can hear you. What do you think? Of course. Yes, we can hear you. How are you?
I am doing wonderful and feeling very blessed and fortunate to get to hear about some experiences of this top elite model in Las Vegas. So I'm very stoked about this.
Nice. Well, do us the favor, first, ladies, tell us both who you are so that we can distinguish your voices, and then go into life. Okay, so starting with Kara. Tell us, Kara. Hello, Kara?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Okay, so that's Kara's voice. And Kara, tell us a little bit about you and what you've been up to and what's going on in your world.
So I'm originally from New Jersey. I've lived in Arizona and Nevada. I've participated in pageants, and I currently graduated from graduate school.
Nice. And what's your major in school?
It's actually social work. Yeah, like I have this passion about helping the community.
Nice. Well, and that does tie into modeling a bit, right? So you're going to be helping the community while you're out there modeling, doing your thing, right?
Absolutely.
Right on. Now, the first time I met Kara, she was modeling. She was a body-painted model the first time I saw her, which definitely helped my community quite a bit. So it was very interesting. I was like, whoa. So, no, it wasn't like that. No, you guys, calm down. It wasn't like that. It was a very artistic presentation, and it was done very tastefully. Right, Kara?
Yeah, it was. It was actually the first and only time that I've been body painted. It was something that I actually just wanted to try, and I had a lot of fun doing it.
Nice. And it was the show that you were on, right? Bring me up to speed again. You were on a show called Skin Wars.
Yeah.
Right.
Body paint wars.
And that, yeah. And that's a good move. That's a good move for a model, right? To get something like that under your belt. It's like a national TV show.
We weren't actually on the TV show. We were just there for the premiere.
Oh, okay. So you guys were there for the premiere only. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. So Now you just hold on a second. Let's put you on pause for just one momento. Now, Erin, who's our co-host today, AKA, bring us up to speed on what's going on in your life and tell us what's happening, what's cracking, what's popping, what's going down.
Oh, this is Erin Buchanan, AKA Cindra St. James, and yes, I have officially earned that for doing something. If you'd like to know more, I'd love to share with you at a later date. But I'm super jealous of what kind of character that you got to see Kara in her Skin Wars. Was this like a pretend character or like a movie scene? What was it?
You said what was the event?
Your body painting. Yeah.
So I was body painted. It was like I just had like flowers on me. It was just to display some of the art from the TV show.
So some of the art. How long did the process take?
It was about 2.5 hours.
Mm.
Awesome.
And you have to stand or sit, or how does that work? Like, it seems like it'd be uncomfortable.
I had to stand. Yeah.
So you stood for 2.5 hours. you could have been at the theater watching Captain America for 2.5 hours. You know that, right? But you were standing there getting body painted, and I'm sure you're running every dialogue through your head of like, okay, what else could I be doing right now? Like, this is pretty serious, isn't it?
Yeah, but I definitely wanted to try it at least once, and like I said, it was so much fun. So standing
right.
there for
would you do it again?
Possibly. Like, I think it would be really fun to do it for like Halloween or something like that. But that was just that. And to me, it was like that once in a lifetime thing. That one thing that I just wanted to try, and I did it. And so.
Well, congratulations! No, that's awesome.
Now, Kara's got a fabulous body, but I don't get the impression that you do much nudity, right? You're not really trying to be naked.
No,
like one of those models that's like, no nude. So no nudity at all for you. Now, we've had people on the show before that do nudity, and they're always, like, very proud about it. Yeah, I'll get naked. I'll take my clothes off. Okay, so now you're one of the ones, you're on the opposite side of the spectrum. So let me ask you, like, what is your beef against nudity? I mean, you're naked every day. You take a shower, you're naked, right?
I just, you know, even when I was doing the event, I was fully covered, so I felt like it was fine. But like I said, it's not something that I plan on doing often. I just did it that one time.
Right. But you did not answer my question. Is it something that you feel, is it distasteful? Is it go against, like, your belief in God? Like, what?
No,
why
I don't
no nudity?
Believe it's distasteful. I believe it's a personal preference. And if someone chooses to be nude, that's up to them. But for me, it was, like I said, it was just a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I did it, and I had fun, and that's it.
I think that most of the, and maybe Aaron, because Aaron's done some modeling, too, I think, this is my personal opinion, I think that most of the photographers that are going to ask you to get nude have another agenda, and I think that's what casts a shadow on nudity in the industry. That's what I think. I don't know, because nobody's asking me to model nude, but I think that what happened or has happened is that so many guys are kind of creepy about the nudity that it's kind of put a bad slant on nudity. What do you think, ladies?
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, based on the nude modeling that I did, it was at a school for an art class doing some, ceramics and clay and different media. And I really appreciated the artisticness of being around artists and being admired for the contours of my lines. So I thought, yeah, this is something I could really do. And then, you know, I ventured out to some other people who wanted to photograph me nude, and it just was completely different. I think it's all about what it's for, its intention, and to really have a level of trust with whoever is going to be filming you or photographing you. To know that, hey, you are here as, you know, an art form. I'm not here to sexualize you and try to see, you know, inside that pretty pink. I'm here to just be like, wow, you have beautiful lines and curves, and I love the way your skin tone feels against my canvas and these lines, and I really love this.
Mm-hmm. No, would you agree, Kara? Is that kind of how you feel the same way? Or?
For Skin Wars, the event, I definitely felt like, yeah, it was a way to display the artist's art. So, yeah, I didn't view it as anything negative. I thought it was more artistic.
Nice. Now, here's how I tie all this up. See, this is all getting ready to make sense now. So we started talking about baby birds and reality shows, and now we're talking about nude models. Now, watch me tie it all together. So what do you ladies personally think, speaking of reality shows, models, and nudity, when you see Kim Kardashian flashing her naked body on the internet, you know, from her home bathroom, she's like, "Hey, I'm about to show my cookie to the world." So what do you think of that when you see that?
Go ahead, Kara.
You know, I think a lot of people had a negative reaction. Personally, I didn't care because, like I said, it's a personal choice. So if she wants to show her body and she feels confident in her skin, then I feel like that's okay. Some people don't agree with it, but like I said, it's a personal preference.
Now, before we go to Erin, do you think it says anything to women because of her stature as a popular woman in society? You think it says anything, like gives a signal that, okay, well, if Kim Kardashian thinks it's okay, then it must be okay, and all women must be fine with this?
I mean, it could have an impact on youth, but at the same time, I mean, there's a lot of things that can impact the youth. For instance, there's Instagram, there's the music that parents let their children listen to, there's the movies that parents let their children watch. So it's not just Kim Kardashian. Not everyone looks up to Kim Kardashian. And it's really important for parents to instill confidence in their children and that sort of thing. You can't just say that all kids are going to look up to Kim Kardashian and try to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Erin, now it's on you. Same question. First off, is it too much reality for us to see Kim Kardashian naked? Is that going too far? You know, the camera needs to get a little filter. Shut the camera off, for crying out loud.
Right. Well, you know, at the end of the day, the majority of the people want what the majority of the people want, and they want sex, they want skin, they want to see the celebrities from the inside out, and they're interested and intrigued in physical body parts more than other parts of them. And I think that's just kind of the sad reality of a lot of what's happening. But, you know, I think, you know, you can't expect her to be perfectly as a role model. She never really signed up for that. She may not know that having that much influence and being that popular, that young women do look up and want to emulate and become more like them because they say, wow, look at her. She's rich. She's famous. She's on TV. She's got a baller for a boyfriend. She's living the good life. That's what I got to do to get where I need to be. And I just think that it's sad because a woman has worth, and by being able to kind of save that for someone that really matters, I think shows a level of character and morality that has been lost due to media just having fun with people that are willing to get a little wild.
So what are your thoughts on that, Karen? Kara?
On what specifically?
Well, she was saying, you know, it seems like the sex sells has become a major marketing ploy. And let's take the question in a different direction. So you, as a model with a new career starting off in this industry, do you think that you would ever be enticed to, you know, do some of the poses that you've seen Kim Kardashian do for any amount of money? Would they be able to convince you to pose naked and spill a martini glass over your back?
You said, for money, would I pose naked?
Right.
At this moment, I don't feel like I'm in the place to want to do that. But, I mean, I feel like everyone goes through different phases in their life. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I look at Kim Kardashian, I mean, I don't really look up to her as a role model. So, and I try not to judge people. So if that's what she wants to do and that's the way that she makes her money, then that's on her. Do I agree with it? I don't really think about it that much. So,
Now, what about a model that you do admire, like Marilyn Monroe, for example? Okay, if maybe you don't admire Kim Kardashian, but Marilyn Monroe, I mean, come on, that's like America's, you know, icon, Marilyn Monroe, and she's posed naked and nude.
But if you really look at Marilyn Monroe, she was a very, very sad person. That's why, well, we actually don't know if she committed suicide or if she was murdered, but either way, she's also not one of my role models. But if you look at, like, for instance, Victoria's Secret models, I guess some of them do pose nude. And, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that, no. But to each is their own, so.
Right. But would you yourself, would you take off the clothes for the money? That's really the question is could you,
you
do
know,
it?
Right now I'm kind of a little bit more focused on other things than, like, the modeling side, like, that's, it's stuff that I've done, and I have never done, like, what you're talking about with Kim Kardashian nude, like, on a magazine cover or anything like that, but, like, my focus right now is more on, like, my education and starting a different type of career, so right now in my life, probably not. But that's just me. But I know that there's a lot of females that probably would, and I don't see anything wrong with it. I have a lot of model friends that they do pose nude, but it's very tasteful, and I don't see it as not being classy. So if they're making money to do that, then I think that's fine.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful. Now, as a female model, ladies, when you're hanging out with one of your model friends, and she goes, hey, you want to see my portfolio? And then you open the portfolio and your junk's hanging out. Do you go like, ooh, girl, what, you got to warn somebody. You don't just be showing me your portfolio. You know what I'm saying? Like if I was hanging out with a guy model and he showed me his portfolio, and I'd be like, whoa, brother, you got to tell me you ain't wearing no underwear, man.
Okay, well, if I may, I'd like to say, you know, I don't think anyone should have to really let you know what they're about to express, really, because a body is a body. We all were born with one. We all have genitalia. We all have, you know, organs inside our bodies that serve a very valuable purpose, just like our genitalia. And I think it comes down to the observer or the witness to decide, hey, am I going to sexualize and just look at this penis schlong as like, you know, it's a sex thing, you know, oh my God, it's getting bigger.
Right.
Or,
God forbid.
Or am I going to be like, oh my God, what do I do? I'm scared.
Somebody get a rope. Never mind, he's already got one.
Right,
exactly.
Or am I just going to be like, oh wow, that's that man's penis, and he's comfortable with, you know, airing it out. How wonderful for him.
Right.
I'm happy for him.
Nice. I love it. Hey, so here's the question. So when we opened up the show, we were talking about reality and how far is too far, which is, to me, it's a big deal. Like, nobody else cares about it, but I do. I think we can go too far. Like, you know, there's just too far. Like, for example, the thing about the birds and the nest and making the birth of a baby bird a 24-hour-a-day experience for humans to enjoy, I think it's too much. I think God never intended for us to have an eye on what's going on naturally in the animal community. Like, that, otherwise, they would be born in the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a reason they're doing their thing out in the wild, and we're doing our thing in the domicile. So first off, do either of you agree with that at all? Like we're going too far with trying to impose our will into nature.
Go ahead, Carla.
Are we going too far? Can you repeat the question? I apologize.
Well, when you think about putting a camera in the birthplace of a baby tiger, right? Uh-huh. And at this point, I mean, and it gets very intrusive. The question is that too far? Is that too much?
Again, I think that's a personal preference. Like me, it would be too much. I love my, you know, my personal space. I love my privacy. I don't like everyone knowing all my business, that sort of thing. But, like, people like the Kardashians, for instance, they love that, you know. And so all I can say is good for them. But, again, for me, I like my privacy.
Now, there was a time when it was considered very intrusive to have a video camera at the birth when you were going into labor and rushed into the hospital. You know, your guy would be considered a complete doofus to be like, hey, we're going to videotape this so we can watch it later. We're going to film it. But now, I don't think that's so much the case. I think that's kind of regular stuff now. Like, hey, give me this camera phone and, you know, let's get this down on footage. But we didn't
get
your
opinion. Let's put it on
YouTube. Yeah, we didn't get your opinion, Aaron. I wanted to know what you thought about that, about the nature show aspect. I mean, is that too much, having a camera out there in the wild trying to videotape this nature stuff?
You know, on one hand, I do feel it is a violation of these spirits within these animals to, you know, they don't have a signature that they can sign saying, hey, we're going to videotape you. We're going to buy your worms for the next 5 years. Is that cool with you?
Right.
They don't, they
That's
haven't
right.
asked for their permission. They don't have that kind of consent. These creatures have living spirits within them that need to be honored and respected, and to just go in and use them for their own personal monetization actually pisses me off, because they have no real rights to intrude like that. Now, I actually have seen these birds. One of my neighbors was like totally obsessed with these eagles. And so I did watch them, and I thought that they were super cute, and it was really, it was an enjoyable experience to kind of see. But I was like, well, man, you know, like, if that's how you learn about nature, great, but, you know, like, that's not really real. Like, if you really want nature, take a walk. Like, go up a mountain.
Right.
Like, listen
right.
to the birds. Like, don't log in and watch somebody that's making money, like, in a weird kind of way.
Well, and I think you said it. No, I think you hit it right on the head with monetization. Remember that any of this reality stuff is only interesting to people when there's money to be made off of it. No one's really interested in watching any Kardashian episode except a sponsor. A sponsor's only interested in it if they know people are going to watch it, they can make money. So at the end of the day, is it really about reality because we're just kind of curious and interested? Or does it come down to, at the end of the day, somebody is making a profit off of it?
Yeah, I think it really is. Sorry, Kara, I just got to jump in real quick.
No, it's okay.
I think it's really not real. It's really fake and scripted, and to think that that is really anyone's life, I think it disempowers people and makes people feel that their own lives are in some way inadequate or unexciting or something, just because it's not being broadcasted or there's, you know, all sorts of stuff going on. I think it's an illusion that the media uses to kind of make people feel like they're not enough. So because they're not enough, you got to watch someone else being enough.
Yeah, and I agree. And at the very least, the type of reality, you know, it's not real Atlanta Housewives. It's the ones we chose, and it's the script that we chose that makes all of these people look foolish, or either more foolish or more acceptable, or they look like they're more harmful. Something that will be salacious enough to get people to watch. And that's not really the reality. for these people. That's not really the life they're living. Sometimes on a reality show, they don't even live in the house that you see them filming in. You know what I'm saying? They put them in a house that's like, hey, yo, this is where y'all live, okay? And this is y'all's refrigerator, and trust me, it's always going to be full of products that are sponsored, so don't worry about it. You know what I mean? Anyway, you ladies are both fabulous. Kara, how do we reach you? We want to get in touch with you on the internet. Where do we find you?
Yeah, definitely Facebook. Facebook, Kara Goldborn.
Kara Goldborn on Facebook. That's it? No Instagram, no Twitter, no blah, blah, blah? Just Facebook. Facebook it, baby.
Yeah, just Facebook. Mm-hmm.
Make it happen. Facebook, make it happen. And Aaron, how do we reach you? Thank you for being my co-host today. How do we reach you if we want to find you on that doggone www?
Yes, it's Air Bar Exercises, AirBarExercises, or Syndra, SyndraStJames.com. I'm also on Instagram. Go ahead.
That's it. That's all I was going to say. I love it. Ladies, thank you so much for being on the show. You guys support the ladies' websites. Check them out. Photographers, if you have a budget, call Kara. If you have a bigger budget, call Cinder. If you have the biggest budget, I'm open to try modeling. That's all I'm saying. You guys have a great day. Everybody enjoy the weekend. Thanks for doing the show.
Thanks, Dave. You're awesome. Nice meeting you, Kara.
Nice meeting you, too.